From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Husted. The antibiotics we depend on to defeat infections are in crisis, and the meat industry is partially responsible. New rules meant to target that part of the problem are coming, but as farmers adjust to the changes, some critics fear they don't go far enough. As part of Harvest Public Media's series Choice Cuts, Meat in America, Amy Mayer has the story.
There's a growing problem in human medicine.
We are nearly on the brink of being back in the pre-antibiotic era.
That's Laureen Herwalt, a professor of infectious disease and internal medicine at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine.
And that's pretty scary in terms of, you know, not having anything to treat people with who have serious infections.
She's talking about antibiotic-resistant infections. We can cure many bacterial diseases with antibiotics, but the more we use them, the less effective the medicines become. That's because when we hit them with antibiotics, some bacteria survive. Their resistance spreads, and then thousands of patients die each year from infections that some of our best medicines can't cure. And farmers use a lot of antibiotics raising food animals. Exact numbers are elusive, but it's safe to say most antibiotics sold in the United States are used in livestock, not people or pets.
Modern livestock production systems have co-evolved with antimicrobials.
Hans Kutzia is a professor at the Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine. He says long ago, farmers discovered antibiotics have many uses.
So we have systems where we've used antimicrobials in some cases to control disease in populations of animals, and in some cases to promote growth and performance in those populations of animals.
Under new federal rules, drug makers are barred from marketing certain antibiotics for growth promotion. Also, drugs important for human medicine will require a veterinarian's approval for use in livestock. Until now, farmers have bought many over the counter. But some critics think it will be too easy to evade the new restrictions. Kathy Eckhouse is a co-owner of La Quercha, a maker of specialty meats in Iowa.
People will still be able to say they can use antibiotics to prevent disease rather than to treat an actual existing condition. And that's a pretty big barn door to drive something through.
To be sure, there are also situations when people get antibiotics prophylactically. Say when one college student gets bacterial meningitis and her roommates are given antibiotics to prevent the infection. But Eckhouse is worried low or preventative doses will be used when they're not needed.
I feel that it's a bit of a slippery slope situation. Slippery slope, big barn door.
The new rules are spurring livestock producers to explore alternatives to antibiotics. Gene Gourley, a researcher who comes from a hog farming family, has pens of four-week-old piglets in this barn.
So this is all set up for vaccine right now. We actually vaccine-treated these little pigs when they came in.
Vaccines are one tool that can help replace antibiotics. Gourley says a decade ago, a new vaccine helped his family greatly reduce antibiotic use in their swine.
Since 2005, we haven't had any growth promotants or antibiotics in finishing feeds. So the last 4 months of life, the animals won't see antibiotics. Unless there's a health challenge or something, then you need to use it for a welfare standpoint.
The increased attention to antibiotic resistance could have another impact. Kutzia at the vet school says so-called antimicrobial stewardship, using the medications cautiously and in the right amounts, may help bring human and veterinary researchers together.
We're starting to recognize that some of the challenges we face are quite similar, and I think some of our production systems that we work with every day on the veterinary side actually would serve as very good model systems for understanding the emergence and dissemination of resistant bacteria within a population of animals.
As in human medicine, Kutzia says growing understanding of the bacteria that belong in an animal is fueling research that could lead to antibiotic alternatives. So even as farmers have contributed to the problem, their animals may be well poised to help people find solutions. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.